What's going on, you amazing, awesome, great people in the podcast world? I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you guys are smiling. I hope you guys are happy. I hope you guys are doing what you love. I hope you're with the people you love. I just hope everything's going great. All right, guys. And if things aren't going great, just send me a text, 972-838-8739. I'm a great person to talk to open up to, just to get a couple of things off your chest. We'll talk. Seriously, I want to help you guys. So just let me know if you got anything to talk about. I'm not the best at replying. Really not. Like, I reply at night or when I actually get a chance to sit down. But I promise you I'll be there for you when I can, and I'm not going to try and get anything else out of it. But today's episode is about excuses and how we're not using excuses and we won't use excuses. How it can affect you, how it can make you, how it can break you, everything like that. All right, guys? And I really, really want you to listen all the way through 100%. Get that listening bar all the way through. All right, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Aiden Reddington. This is Red's Corner, and I really hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Thank you. You see, there's this common thing we all do, and we literally all do it every day, almost all the time, constantly. When we don't want to do, when we want to do something, but we don't do it, or when we don't want to do something, but we do it, a whole kind of bunch of different circumstances, stuff like that. And that is making excuses. You know, my new goal now with my episodes is to learn a lesson that day and then record a podcast about that lesson later on that night. And I was thinking today about excuses, you know, like, oh, you know, I'm tired. I want to slow down. Holy fuck, dude, that voice cracked. It's like, oh, I'm tired, I want to slow down. I'm hungry, I want to slow down. I'm kind of thinking more in like the mowing sense or working outside, working inside, doesn't really matter. I'm thirsty for some water or cold water. I want to slow down. I only have warm water. I want to slow down. I'm out of food. I want to slow down. Just stuff like that. And when it comes to excuses, we can go real deep here, but I'm going to stay kind of level for this episode. Maybe I'll make a part two tomorrow. But think about something you really want to do, right? I'm going to talk about two things today. Think about something you really, really, really want to do. And it could be a job. It could be creating a business. It could be going to that college. It could be going and doing your favorite sport. It could be doing your favorite sport for the rest of your life. All kinds of things. Now, let's say you can limitlessly and endlessly achieve any of it if there were no excuses, right? In cross country, technically, you could push your body really, really hard for over a long period of time, but we make these little excuses that almost we have to make throughout the run, throughout pushing hard during the run, throughout, you know, the agonizing pain, because we think, all right, it hurts, I got to slow down so it stops hurting, right? It's kind of our common, you know, human nature, our sense. Basketball, right? If you want to become good at basketball, you got to practice your handles, your shots, your free throws for like 5 hours a day. There's basketball players that wouldn't stop practicing until they made like 100 shots in a row, or they just made 500 shots. They made 1,000 free throws that day and then they stopped. An excuse is saying, oh, my wrist is tired. I'm going to stop at shot 438. I'm going to stop at shot 222. I'm going to stop at shot 24. I'm only going to make 24 in a row today. I'm only going to make 87 in a row today because I don't want to miss and have to start over. We make these little excuses that limits ourselves. I don't want them to make fun of me. I don't want that person to make fun of me. One day you are going to die. You're going to die, and those people's opinions won't matter. What matters is the fact that you listen to their opinion. I spent too much time listening to other people's opinions, and slowly that's going away. I'm in a mentor. I'm going to make videos. I'm going to do all this, and I'm going to stop making these excuses. Now, you can't 100% stop. The human body can only be on a grind for so long without needing to watch an episode of a mindless TV show, without needing to watch a mindless YouTube video, without needing to read a book that doesn't do with helping you, eating foods that's not going to help you, drinking something that's not going to help you. So we're not perfect. We're humans, right? We make mistakes. We do something wrong. Now there's repercussions, you know. If we don't grind out basketball, we're not going to play in college. We're not going to play in the NBA. In LeBron James' case, he went straight from high school to the NBA. He grinded. He worked hard. It's not just talent. LeBron James wasn't born the NBA player LeBron James. He's just born LeBron James. That's who he was. He grinded to become the NBA player LeBron James. And if that reminded you of the Vine, where the kid's like, LeBron James, like, you are a key to society. But with excuses, and I know I'm only going top level today, the first thing I want to talk about is how it limits us from, it limits us almost from getting what we want, right? Because we're tired, because we're upset, because we're angry, we're jealous. But then there's excuses in such of, oh, I'm not good enough, right? Excuses almost for attention, where you rather have short-term attention than actually getting what you want. I remember there was this girl in one of my classes, and she really wanted to go to this college. And then one person said that, wow, that's a hard college to get into. And that person, he didn't even apply for the college. Just made an excuse that one person said it's hard to get into. One. That's it. That helped them decide and made an excuse. Don't let excuses control your life. Don't let your past control your life to then make excuses. When I'm out mowing and we got 8 houses left and I got 3 guys in the back, or one guy next to me, 2 guys in the back, and we're just tired, I can't be making excuses, because then that gives them the option to, one, listen to my excuses, and two, make their own excuses. We're not doing that shit. We're going to work hard and get through it and make our goals. Get the houses done. When you're working out, you're going to finish your workout. When you're working, you're going to finish your work. When you set goals, you're going to finish your goals. And guess what? Here's the tricky part. If you don't, you're not going to judge yourself. But you're not going to make excuses. If the day ends and the clock rolls over and you didn't get everything done that day, you're not judging yourself if you worked to your potential. If your potential is 6 hours of hard work and you didn't meet your schedule, cool. Add it on to the next day. Or clear it and start over and don't judge yourself. All right, guys? This has been a whole hodgepodge of no excuses. Just get out there and do it. Get it done. Simple enough. No excuses. Let's get after it. All right, guys, let's cue that outro music. No excuses. Yes, sir. All right, I want you guys to do this right now. Get out your phone, get out a sheet of paper, go to the notes, or just grab a pen and write down, I will not make a single excuse tomorrow. And tomorrow, when you're working hard, when you're doing anything, if you try to make an excuse, you're going to say no. No excuses, I'm going to get it done. You're going to try it for one day. Just one day, you're going to try it out, all right? Other than that, guys, it is Thursday. We have Friday and Saturday for you guys to sign up for the last 3 spots in my free coaching program. 8 weeks, 2 months, 8 sessions. We're going to talk. We're going to help you out. Financial, investing, saving money the proper way. We're going to do it the right way. Your business, your side hustle, we're going to help grow that. Your health, eating healthy and working out, we're going to work on that. And last but not least, self-education. We're going to get you some books, some podcasts to listen to, all types of things. It ain't no Algebra 2 shit. It's real shit. Please consider it. 972-838-8739. Send me a text. Say, hey, would this actually help me? Would this genuinely actually help me? And I'll convince you why. And it's free too, right? It's the only thing that it'll cost you is an hour of your time every week, a little bit of pressure to get stuff done, and, you know, a little extra work to help better yourself for a better life. The only thing I want out of it is to see you improve as a human being. Like, literally, that is what gives my heart joy. I don't want at the end of it to be like, you know what, jackass, you actually owe me $200. Fuck you. No, that's not what we're about here. That's not what we're doing. Anyways, 4 things we live by: fist bump yourself, support yourself every day, smile every day, all day long. I'm smiling, big smiles right now, baby. I'm happy. Tomorrow's Friday. We're running a marathon next week. We're getting stuff done. The 2 P's, we got patience. I'm getting patience tattooed on myself one day. I already know. I got a little inspiration from that. Just work hard with patience. Have patience for getting work done in the future. And last but not least, passion, baby. Do what you love. LeBron James does what he loves. That's why he's in the NBA. I do what I love. That's why I'm an entrepreneur. Do what you love. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Peace out.